Oh, I love that bit. Happy birthday. Not even birthday. Sophia, welcome to the show. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can. Thanks for having me.
It's fantastic to have you on the show. The traffic was terrible up here.
It was, but we're here. We got here.
You found it, okay.
Yeah.
Now, you're a young singer-songwriter from London. Whereabouts in London are you from?
I'm South London, so I'm... I don't want to tell everyone my address.
No, not actual address.
I'm a South London girl.
Just South London will do.
Yeah.
So, and you're not alone because you've got two fellas with you. So let's go through who's who and who does what.
Yes, I've got Antonio Magro here. He is on guitar and vocals. And I've also got another guitarist with me, Fred Sturley. And he's on guitar and also going to sing for us as well.
Okay, fantastic. Are you all from South London?
Yeah.
So what football team just spawned South London then?
Oh, I'm a Villa fan. I grew up in the Midlands.
Uh-oh.
Just put that to the masses.
Yeah, and you just wandered straight to I suppose it's like West Ham area, isn't it, around
here?
Yeah. Little Hammers fans.
Yeah.
I'm Man City.
Oh, really?
Yeah, where'd that come from?
We have no listeners.
Right, let's go for the name. Sophia, because I'm going to do the next bit is on my toe.
On my toe.
I was trying to think of toe. That's what it was.
I said as a trick to remember it, on my toe, but it all went wrong.
Oh, yeah, on my toe, not on my toe.
Amato. Amato.
Do it as like tomato.
Yeah. You say amato, I say amato. Amato.
Abuse.
So cheesy, isn't it? Well, it's a lovely name.
Thank you.
It's like a film star name, isn't it?
Mm. Oh, good. Oh, I'll take that.
Yeah, I'll take
or,
it.
Or a singer's
that.
Name.
What do you make of Brentwood? Is it first time in Brentwood?
I think it is, actually.
I think so, yeah. I've seen it on the telly.
Yeah, so do you know what? Sunday, because on the show on Sunday, all the guests come in, and I say to them, if they've driven through the high street, they'll be doing the tours now, because Sundays is tour day. They've all been parked up, and they've come in, they've got their coaches to the different places, and they go round, look at all the shops. Like the last night, it would have been the Sugar Hut on Friday night, right. And then they'd be wandering around going, this is where Harry really is, and this is where Stanton is. There you go. So if you drive around, you might be on the telly.
Yeah.
Let's get to the music. So for the listeners, how would you describe, what's your musical genre, as they say?
I think it's kind of R&B electronic. But today, obviously, it's a bit more of an acoustic set we're going to give to you. So we're going to do a couple of acoustic songs, and I'm going to do one on my loop pedal. A little treat for you all.
Okay. And for people who don't know what a loop pedal is, explain exactly what a loop pedal is, because there's various types of...
Yeah, so usually guitarists use it, so it's like a pedal on the floor. And obviously it loops what they play, but I've got kind of a vocal desktop version, so it just layers all your vocals, so you can make this kind of cool soundscape out of it.
We have an artist comes on, Paolo Martini, not Martini, but anyway, it's a chap comes in on it, and he does something very similar on his guitar. He does a riff, then he replays it back, then sings a bit, and the whole song is just him, and it sounds like it's about 200 of them in the studio. It's amazing. But the technology has been around for a while. So it used to be done on tape with separate pickups, and now it's all electronic.
Yep. Mm.
So you could just add anything in and just loop whatever you want.
And take it out and put it back and take it out.
You can sample bits of MP3 and do it that way. Fantastic piece of machinery. Looking forward to that. Tell us a little bit about your musical journey. What made you want to get into music? It's a tough game.
Yeah, it is. It is. I've been singing for ages, a really long time. I've only been a solo singer-songwriter this year, actually. Before, I was in a girl group and various other kind of projects. So, yep, solo this year.
Tell us about the girl group.
The girl group. Yes, so I was in a girl group called Juliet. There's three of us. It was great. We did a lot of it was very harmony based, and we worked with beatboxer, so it was all kind of vocal a cappella kind of work. And then that's from that, since then, that's where I got my loop pedal.
And beatboxing is this.
Yeah.
Something
like that.
If you have too many beers, it sounds a lot better. They did some really good ones, didn't they?
Yeah, amazing.
So you've already been involved in music for a while. Are you all involved in music in different?
I've been playing guitar for about 10-11 years, a bit of piano as well. And we met at an open mic night, didn't we?
Yeah.
The one that Tony started up. And we sort of got together, did a few songs, a few covers. We've got a few bits on YouTube, and yeah, we've been going since.
Check it out on YouTube.
You've had a busy year.
I've had a busy year.
I've checking out some of your Facebook. Your great year so far. Kicking off with a duet with Laura.
Laura and Vula.
Yeah, this is part of the Mastercard Idents for the Brit Awards.
Yeah.
Tell me about that. Sounds pretty cool.
So when I was with the girls, we did a cover of one of Laura and Vula's songs, Green Garden.
Yeah.
And someone just saw it online and said if we'd get involved, but obviously the girls, we weren't together anymore. The other two took kind of more full-time work. And so I was left, so I took it and did it, and it was amazing. So I got to sing with Laura and Vula, and it aired as part of the Brit Awards. I got free tickets to the Brits, yay!
Wow.
That's really awesome, really awesome. So that was January, and since then, just writing like mad.
You have some new songs knocking about. I've seen them on Facebook. One of them is called Close to Me. Is that one of them?
Featured
on. That's a featuring
new
one,
song,
isn't it?
Yeah, that I've featured on. So that's with producers called Social Swim.
Yeah.
Check them out online on YouTube. They're on SoundCloud and obviously iTunes. You can buy some of their work. So yeah, they've just released that song, Close to Me. Yeah, it's doing really well.
Fantastic. And cool. The new EP is on its way. How's this coming about? It's called An Ode, is it?
Title is kind of in progress. I've got a few ideas. So at the moment it's O2.
O2, yeah.
But we'll see. It might change.
Might change.
But
not a definite thing.
Not a definite title yet, but songs are in full flow. Got a cool music video coming up as well, to one of the songs which I'm going to play for you today, called Why I Run. In the next few months there should be EP and music video.
Is that going to be... it's going to be EP, not album. So how many tracks are you going to try and squeeze onto that?
I'm going to do 3 tracks and a couple of remixes on there. So...
Sounds good.
Yeah.
And you haven't got a release date, but you hope this year?
I hope for September.
Okay.
September cool. time.
Okay, so we're going to do a live track now. We might as well do it now. And this is going to be a live version of one of the tracks coming out on the EP, I take it.
This one isn't on the EP, but this is a real favourite of mine. This one's called Going to Another.
Okay, when you're ready, take it away.
Another right now, going to another. I'll find
fantastic. I didn't want to jump in until right at the very end because I was enjoying it. The voice is fantastic, isn't it?
Thank you.
Now, I really, really love that track, so I can't wait for the next tracks now because that one was so good. great
pressure.
Bit. No pressure there. You know, let's join it in. You know, yeah, absolutely fantastic. Great tones. And you know when you exceed your expectations? Well, that was that moment then.
Oh, good. Thank you. Good.
So I'm looking forward to. We didn't have a loop bit on that one, did we?
No.
I've got this next for you.
So that's something for us to look forward to. I'm going to tweet out the picture I was taking. No, I'll not put you off there. Instead of me balancing on a chair in the studio trying to take an overhead shot. So now I've got this quote from your webpage. I'm going to read it out because I can't remember it off the top of my head. Quote from your webpage or Facebook page. Growing up, listening to Lauryn Hill. I used to love Lauryn Hill.
Oh, she's amazing.
Fantastic. She's been released now. She's out. Because she was naughty, didn't pay a tax bill, did she, in America?
And it all went a bit wrong.
A little bit of time, you know. There you go. And Destiny's Child as well. Uh-huh. You're heavily inspired by lyrics and harmonies from them. Combining this with your playlist of James Blake, Electronica, and Sasha Keeble. The result is massive. Sophia is pioneering female in the use of vocal looping, which we just talked about earlier on.
Yes.
First thing is to layer up live using the Boss RC-505, which is that the Boss? Making the sound, which we're going to come across on the next track.
Yeah.
I've written here, tell me about looping, but we already been through that on the track. Is the live, if you're doing a live performance, is that the equipment you take?
Yeah, it's really cool. I mean, obviously with gigs, I can't live loop every song, otherwise it'll probably be the longest, no one will get out, it'll be the longest gig ever.
Can you pre-record, preset
that?
Yeah,
so you can preset stuff, but obviously it's really nice just to show people live looping and how it works. Yeah, it's quite interesting. But the one I'm going to play for you today is already pre-recorded, but it's all my vocals, so it's completely...
It's like another instrument in itself, I suppose, because you've got to, do two things at once, which us men are rubbish at. I can just remember to turn the fader up, but if you're singing, and it's another thing you have to do whilst you're... singing, and obviously it takes your distraction from the lyrics, so it must be quite hard to think, I've got to press this down.
Especially when you're like turning some tracks down, some off, you know. Yeah.
It'd be slightly easier for guitarists who's used to hitting the pedals as they're you know, doing the guitarist.
Yeah.
But slightly harder for a singer because you're concentrating on vocals.
I guess that's just rehearsal, isn't it?
Yeah, just rehearsal.
Yeah.
If you could collaborate with someone, who would you work with? I take it it's going to be, you're going to go Lauryn Hill, I take it.
Oh my God, yeah. She's my absolute favourite. We've got tickets to see her at the... Brixton Academy this September, and it's quite funny. I was trying to get tickets. I had every piece of equipment on. I had my laptop, iPad, phone. Trying to get tickets. They sold out really quickly, and I think she's added some more dates. But yay, you're going to go and
James
see her.
James Blake would be cool, wouldn't it? Quabs.
Yeah.
Did you like her? Is it going back to the Fugees music that you prefer, or do you prefer her more... solo-y style
More solo.
She's got a great voice either way.
Yeah, Fuji's just legend.
One time.
Amazing. Yeah.
One time.
But yeah, all her solo stuff, definitely. Miss Education is just the best album ever.
I remember buying one of her albums, and it was an airport. I was doing a gig somewhere and flying like you do. And I was at the... I had those mini disc record. Do you remember mini discs?
Yeah, yeah.
And her album was one of very few that came out on mini disc.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no good now. I can't play anything. But it was fantastic at the time. It was like pioneering stuff, and the mini disc just fate died a death, didn't it?
Yeah.
But so she was Walkman days.
Yeah.
One of the early Walkman ones. Before they was cassettes after. Do you remember cassettes? Were you too young?
Yeah.
I remember my first single, Britney Spears.
Yeah. I've still got a tape player in my car.
I think that was...
It's nothing like going through the beach with a pair of Speedos and your Walkman strapped to your side. And a little pair of earphones going, one time. Oh, there you go. Now you know why I kept the mini disc player. So we're going to do another track, then we're going to talk about local gigs. But before we do that, let me just set this up. 2 seconds. Nice bit of quiet. You can talk if you want. Say something interesting.
So, well, I'll let you know about my next song. So, next song is called Why I Run. Like I said, this is going to be the one on... that we're going to do a music video to, so really excited. Got a really good team of people helping me out with that, so roped in some stylists, photographers, video guys. Antonio Magro, who's here today playing guitar, he's also going to direct the video. So yeah, you've got a little sneaky preview of this song.
Okay.
So I hope you enjoy.
I'm looking forward to it. Take it away.
Okay.
When I think of all the things that I could say, but I let slip away and left speechless. In this game of only take and take, I refuse to play, I refuse to stay. You got my heart beating, filling up my mind with all these words inside. I'm screaming, didn't want to hear what I heard, 'cause my head's rushing and my skin's blushing and my heart's beating fast. That's why I run in the moment, leave in the moment, run in the moment. I can't speak, so I run in the moment, leave in the moment, run in the moment. You got me in the state, I can't escape, I can't remain in. I decided time to break the silence, I'm to wave goodbye to this. You got my heart beating, filling up my mind with all these words inside. I'm screaming, didn't want to hear what I had heard, 'cause my head's rushing and my skin's blushing and my heart's beating fast. That's why I run in the moment, leave in the moment, run in the moment. I can't speak, so I run. Why I run, why I run. So I hold this heartbeat of my heartbeat, my heartbeat, and I open my
fantastic. Well, there's the looping machine. Really good. And now on that track, this is where I can hear the little bit of Lauryn Hill influence. It's the attitude in the voice.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it, like with any artist, if you're listening to stuff, some rubs off on you, which is, when I think it has, and fantastically. I only noticed it because we spoke about it.
Oh, good. Okay, cool.
So it's not... I wouldn't have listened to it and gone, oh, that reminds me...
Oh, no,
me
of, it's a huge compliment.
But, yeah, it's just on the edge. Lovely bit of, you know, kind of twang to the voice. Fantastic.
Thank you.
And I really love the track as well. Did you... You wrote this track, didn't you?
I wrote this, yeah.
We'll be talking a little bit more about that. But let's talk later on. Let's go for the gigs again, because you're gigging at the moment.
Yes, I am. I'm running all over the place, actually. Yesterday I had two... last night I had two, so it was late night last night. And then I've got a really cool one coming up on Tuesday, the 1st of July, this Tuesday, at Proud Camden. So okay. Come along,
that's
come along.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it's a 1-year anniversary for a great promotion, a music promoter called Vibes with Us. Mm-hmm. And they're putting on a massive 1 year celebration. Great artists, really brilliant artists. So yeah, come on down and come and watch. And I'll be singing with a beatboxer from that night as well. So it'll be a bit different to the set that you're hearing today.
Yeah, yeah. Do you do any festivals, or is it something you're looking at doing?
Not yet, but definitely would love to. So yeah, that's definitely the plan for the future. So anyone needing me for a festival? Glastonbury's got a slot. So yeah, definitely festivals. Get my wellies on.
Do you enjoy it? Is it something you go to? Do you go to any? Because Glastonbury's playing at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah, not really, actually. I'm more in town, so I like kind of all the little venues in town, Birmingham, all around the UK really. I like the little venues that kind of catch artists just before they kind of get big. That's what I like. Roundhouse is a great one as well.
Is that Camden as well, isn't it?
That's Chalk Farm. But yeah, I need to get to some festivals.
What's on the gigging side? Do you like to travel out, or are you keen to stay in London in the club kind of section?
No, definitely up for travelling out. There's different crowds, different places. So yeah, really, that would be another thing looking into. It'll be good, obviously, if I plan it so I can get a few in.
So I guess you don't mind being up front and personal, or on a big stage. If you're on the big stage, is it set up different? You're more non-acoustic. Do you bring in like other members?
It's all still being sort of dealt with and sorted out. Every gig at the moment, because it's such early days, every gig has kind of got its own requirements. Mm. You know, different ones, different vibes, like sort of need different acoustic setups.
Yeah.
But I'll take it this is quite easy to take on the road anyway. At the moment, a couple of guitars and the looping.
The beauty of the loop pedal is that if no one's available, even the beatboxer, she's just off with desk.
With my little briefcase.
It's like in a briefcase, and then when people are available or if things are needed, then you can rehearse it in.
You can add to the drums, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're going to have a cut of ads. We've got the news to come. We'll put a track on in between that, and then we'll be back after the news, and we'll be doing a few more live tracks.
Cool.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Sunday Lunch. Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith. Tony Smith. On Phoenix 98 FM.
Yeah, that'll be me. They give me a strange look, that Essex boy. Look at that Essex boy there. He ain't even my favourite Essex boy. We'll be back talking to them after these ads.
Hi, guys. It's Ryland from Big Brother's Bit on the Side. I want you to join me at the Liberty Shopping Centre in Romford on Saturday, the 5th of July, for St Francis's Hospice 30th Anniversary Star Walk. Now, girls, it's a 10-kilometre sponsored walk under the stars, and it's going to be fantastic. We've got a Rio Carnival theme, loads of fancy dress, live music, and a bunch of firefighters, plus me to entertain you lot at the start.
Register now at sfh.org.uk and be a star for your hospice. Join the Star Walk.
What's happening in Brentwood? Where are those police vans going? When will those roadworks ever end? Will we ever get a new cinema on that site? Most local news doesn't appear on TV, online, or in the national press. For that, you need a quality local newspaper. The Brentwood Gazette. Full of features, stories, events, tweets, listings, and all the things important to you. The Brentwood Gazette is written for Brentwood people and read by 54,000 residents every week. The Brentwood Gazette. For news and views you won't find anywhere else.
Welcome back. Was you laughing that bit? My jingle.
Your favourite Essex boy.
Alright, welcome to Essex. How's it going?
I want a little jingle about me.
You need a jingle, don't you?
South London. South London,
yeah. South London. We speak roughly the same language, innit? Like South London or Essex, innit? Don't know what the innit bit means, but apparently it's well cool. If Lauren Hill was still that, you know. Yeah, she got that. She speaks like that. Attitude and all that. Like, I don't know why I'm doing all the movements because you can't see it on radio. I just ripped my neck there doing that for no reason whatsoever. So what's the most embarrassing thing that's happened to you since you've been gigging? And have you fallen off stage? You ever done anything stupid?
Oh, God, good question. I don't know, actually. I haven't fallen off stage yet.
There's a first for everything.
That's good.
You could always fall off the chair, just in case.
Embarrassing conversations.
Have I? Like what?
People winding you up, isn't it?
That's just going, oh my God, don't mention that.
He knows something I don't.
Yeah. it's always when a band member does that, you know.
But no, I'm Yeah, I think I've got away with it so far. Touch wood. I don't know. I'm still live on radio.
Because you're, I mean, when you're out gigging there, you all get quite close, so you all know each other's bad habits, etc. So, I mean, we just had that Ryland from Big Brother just done that advert. So, if you was in Big Brother and you had to, you know, and you're in the diary room now,
yeah.
And I say, who do you want to vote off? Who would you vote off out of these two?
Oh God. Better not start that one.
I'll take it like a man.
You're taking it like a man. See, they're fighting to be like let out the Big Brother house.
Yeah, yeah. Let me out.
They'll probably be. Oh,
yeah. Well, let me out of this house. We'll get down to Essex.
Yeah, ask me again once we've finished the song. I still need both of them.
Yeah,
to
this could be it. This could be the most embarrassing moment coming up.
Yeah, thanks, Tony.
Now I'm looking. That's a Dean guitar, isn't it?
It is. Yeah.
Got one of those at home.
Yeah,
same colour as well, blue. But mine's more turquoisey blue.
Yeah, no, they're great for electrics. I bought this about 6 years ago when I was into my Pantera phase, which is like a sort of metal band. But yeah, no, it's great. It's really done me well.
Cool. So we're just having a private conversation there. We just joined back with the rest of the band. So we're talking about stuff you can find on the internet earlier on. Have you gone into any videos yet?
Nothing yet. No, I've done a lot of kind of home videos. So if you go on YouTube and type in Sophia Amato, you'll see my channel, and it's a lot of kind of me sitting in the flat. yeah, very kind of unglamorous, but awesome videos. But nothing kind of sexy and polished yet.
I take it. Obviously, you write all your own tracks. So let's go through this the songwriting process. Uh-huh. This is the question I asked all my guests. So it's what, you know, how do you write a song? When you sit down, you're going to start a song. Is it something you've already got in your head? Have you pulling on things that have happened to you in your life? Do you write the lyrics first, melody first?
It's ever changing with me. Sometimes I'm like, I really want to sit down and write a song today, but it just doesn't happen. And then other times, you know, if I'm caught up in something, I'll be walking along the road and I've got this really good idea for a hook, and then I've got to like kind of get my voice memo app on my phone and sing into it really quietly while I'm in public because I don't want to forget it. And there was one time actually.
It's that mad woman doing something.
Singing to herself. I must look crazy. And they're all like really whispery and breathy, and I'm like trying to sing a song to my phone.
Must be a bit weird if you've got like something like, you know, like, I love you, and you're talking to your phone like that, one going, who's she talking to? I'm just singing a couple of hooks. And they go, it's a long story.
Yeah, probably get some weird looks. It's always really random, really. But the loop pedal's really great. For helping me to write, because obviously I can play stuff over again and then, you know, experiment with different sounds. So that's a really good tool for me for my songwriting, especially as I don't play, you know, I don't accompany myself with guitar. So loop pedal is a way forward for me.
On the loop pedal, not knowing much about it, so when you've got a song in your mind, are you thinking about how the loop pedal works? Like you're thinking, I can sing this and it'll repeat, or do you have to kind of start the song in process and then add the loop pedal, see where it works out?
That's probably right.
You have to time it. You have to time it all really well. But if it's something new from scratch and that I don't know where it's going yet anyway, it's all pretty free. So it's good for writing completely from scratch. But when it comes to setting something in stone, that's what it's going to be. You have to kind of sit down and work out the timings of it. So,
gotcha.
Good.
Quite a few people we were talking about TOWIE and things like that, reality TV. Is it something you'd do? If someone phoned you up, if Simon Cowell phoned you up and said...
No. Funnily enough, I've had about 4 calls in the last couple of weeks about all the TV shows. And I think it can be a great platform and obviously really good exposure, but for me, I prefer the traditional route. Work hard and go in the back door.
it's more fun.
Front door.
Always a bit dodgy.
There's a danger of being put in the spotlight before you're ready.
Yeah.
And singing other people's tunes. If you're a songwriter, then you're your main thing is for you to be singing your songs the best that anyone ever could.
Yeah, I agree.
If you're put in front of a lot of people before you're ready singing a Britney Spears song, you're not going to be at your best.
No, I mean, even if you're going to sing about Lauryn Hill, imagine if she was in, you know, X Factor and it was ABBA week, she'd probably be equally as rubbish.
Exactly.
Well, she wouldn't do it, would she? She'd probably storm off the stage.
But some singers can't adapt to those type of styles.
No, and actually you have to look at your list of influences and think, have any of these come through a reality show? Then 90% of them won't have, and would they? And 90% of them wouldn't. So you kind of got to think like that. Really.
Yeah. Right, we're going to do another track. So tell us about your next track. Is it on the EP? Is it
this
not?
One is going to be on the EP, yes. And it's called Head Over Heels.
Okay, take it away when you're ready.
Thinking.
To Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Fantastic. Love that track.
Thank you.
Enjoy it.
Yeah.
Live music. You can't beat live music on the radio. You've got nowhere to run, have you? That's the thing.
No.
Nowhere to go. I've locked the door. You're cracked in here.
That's pressure there.
And the thing is, but because obviously, I mean, I've heard the tracks. I've listened to a lot of the music before you come in. But it's always different lives, because unless you know the song really well, only you'll know did I make that mistake? Did I do this? Did I that?
No one
will ever know, you know. But lots of concentration. This is hard on radio, isn't it?
Because it's hard.
You just got me and my bald head to look at.
come on.
What's the plan for the rest of the year? Because you've had so much going on. So what else? What more can you do? What's left to do this year?
Plan is keep gigging. Music video EP is a big one. Possibly hit New York, LA later on in the year.
That sounds cool.
Just hit
LA and New York. Big Apple.
Casually. Well, it's an excuse to go over there.
It's amazing how. Like, you can put a video out and it's just as easily viewed by you 20 miles away as it is all the way over there. So
yeah.
it's like you connect the way it's connected now.
The web,
just,
big world,
yeah.
big wide
and web. The power of the internet now is massive. And of course, we're now on the verge of having charts where downloading and streaming is going to be involved.
Which is going to.
I think it's going to be hard for some of the artists to compete with that, who sell a reasonable amount of records and just seem to get to number one. Whereas if you look at some of these reality TV shows, will certainly catch on when they're on. But it means some of these artists. Well, I mean, if you ever go on YouTube and pick out, there's usually a little trend, isn't there, of a video will be floating around. Not the comical ones, but the music ones, and you'll see these things that will have millions and millions of views, and you know, people can then download, stream these, and it'll make a new way of looking at the charts for sure.
Well, they're starting to put a subscription now on YouTube, aren't they? So, whereas now you can go on and type in, Katy Perry Raw or Vivo, now they're going to start charging you monthly.
If you want to be a subscriber.
If you want to check out music videos.
That's good. I think the artists need to be sort of rewarded in some way. The best thing I think that's out is something called SoundCloud, and it's a great app.
Absolutely. Fantastic.
And I think unsigned artists are being able to be listened to but on your iPod or on your phone with just as much ease as anybody else. Mm-hmm. And I think that deserves also, if you're streaming the same artist 40 times in that day, they deserve to be recognised for it.
Which leads into to the next thing of talking about SoundCloud is how does one get to listen to your music? And
I'm on SoundCloud. Same again, Sophia Amato. That's A-M-A-T-O.
Sophia with a P-H.
Yeah,
P-H. Sophia. Now, of course, you're on Facebook, which is...
Yes. Sophia Amate.
And Twitter. Go on.
This is good practice for my own name. And Twitter is at Sophia Amate.
Sophia Amate. I take it for a few times, and I've just practiced it a few times.
Yeah,
Sophia
now
Amate.
You can say it with ease, hopefully.
Listen, thanks for joining me on the show.
Thanks for having us.
Before you go, one question just for fun. So if you could go on a dinner date with any celeb or famous person, that's be a musician, past or present, dead or alive, who would you pick?
Does it have to be a romantic date?
No, just a beer at the bar.
A beer at the bar. I think I'd have a gin and tonic with Beyonce, actually. I think she'd have a few stories.
Phone me on that. I'll come with you. But watch your sister, though, because she could punch you.
Maybe I should go with the sister and ask about the lift and stuff. Yeah. I want to know.
Definitely take the stairs if you're talking to her. You know, you know what I mean? Whack. Ouch.
Yeah. I think Beyonce's sister would be a very clever choice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have them all round,
and then I can report back to everyone.
All the dirt. Yeah.
Do you like J Lo? Because it's been a lot of her about her on the news this last couple of days. The World Cup. She's got a big picture in the Sun this week.
She's got a great. She's hot stuff, J Lo. Yeah, I like her. I mean, she's not my favourite musical artist, but she's cool. She's cool.
And what do you listen to outside I mean, I take it when you're driving along, you probably listen to your own stuff as well. But what do you listen to sociably on your iPad or the radio or whatever?
Oh, God, I go through everything. I listen to a lot of YouTube, really, a lot of YouTube videos. Kind of, again, like up-and-coming artists, SBTV. I've got some great artists on there. All YouTube videos, kind of finding some new artists.
Okay. Yeah. Well, great. Listen, lots of luck.
Thank you.
You have to come back to see us soon once you've got your EP out and about.
Yeah.
And look forward to seeing the final lineup for it. Good luck with all the gigs, and thanks for coming in, and more importantly, thanks for coming and singing live, because it's great to have live music.
Thanks so much for having us.
Have a great day, the rest of the day in Brentwood.
Yeah.
Are you going to go and do a bit of sightseeing now?
Love it.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to take some photos, so I'm going to leave you with a little jingle, and then some ads, and I think we'll have a bit of Jason after this. Hey, Jason, do you like Jason?
What are you going to do with that big
Do you know, I played that last week. It's a great track. I've gone for Stupid Love, actually, but the butt thing, I thought, well, there's a lot of butts in that song.
Yeah.
We'll see. We might play it later.
You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.